Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And I love him. I love his ways. I love his will. I love his purpose. I love his people. And I love the work that he does through me. And most of all, I love the Lord my God and King. He is life. You know, life is stronger than death. The life of God is better than everything that death could produce. The life of God is better than sin. The result of sin is death. And I thank the Lord, my God and King, that he has given me life and helped me to operate in it to the point that I understand it better. And as I grow from glory to glory, as I continue doing his ways, I still learn from every aspect, everything I remember that the Lord told me, I'm still learning from it. And whatever I need, he helps me rise above the problems of life and receive wisdom from him. And being made in his image, all of us can do this. There are people out there that don't know the Lord. They don't know his ways. But when they see the light, they can process it. When people see people living for God, it's the greatest influence. That's why I said life is stronger than sin, than death. And it gives hope. Hope is in life. It clues you in to what God is and what he's doing. Women need to see women loving God and honoring him in their lives. Sincerely. That's why Paul in Titus, he said that the older women, it's not about age, though it applies in age, that the older women teach the younger how to love their husbands and their children and their home. See, people that's been in the Lord longer, they have the skill. Even though, and people that have age, people that have been doing God's, operating in God's love, even age-wise, they need to teach the next generation of people how to do the same thing. But see, a young woman that gets saved and she follows the Lord and she loves God and she learns of him, and then there may be an older lady that just got saved. Well, in that case, the older woman would be the younger woman because she's used to the things of God. The older woman may understand things in a lifestyle point of view, but she'll be able to relate to the wisdom of the younger woman. And remember, it's not about pride. Anybody that can help you, let them help you. That's just the wisdom of God. And the way that the proud mind will be offended against somebody that's younger. It's throughout our culture. And some people haven't broken through from that culture war yet. You know, I love to see people do great things. I don't care how old they are. I don't believe in that kind of Cain jealousy. And as a young man, I faced it. And it hurt me because I just wanted to serve God. And people that I thought would understand and love me didn't. They acted all kind of ways. It was just like David. He went to help Saul to be a blessing to him. He respected Saul. He laid his life down for Saul. He put himself in harm's way. And Saul threw a javelin at him. And, you know, but the Lord taught me to heal. He taught me to forgive. And then I healed from it. And it's not a race thing, and it's not a gender thing, it's a people thing. I've been treated the same way among people that's older. It doesn't matter what race. But most of the time, women, when it came to the things of God, they were much more humble than men. There it is. The Cain jealousy is about. The things of Satan, you have to deal with it. You have to destroy it. You have to drive it out just like the Canaanites. They don't go. If you have a fiery dart that you didn't deal with, it's still burning. You got to drive it out. You have to destroy it. You have to cast it down. The enemy tempts everybody with foolishness, with his brain, with his ways. So whatever he tempts you to do, you have to drive it out. It will destroy you. And it will stop the productivity of God in your life. And God won't, if he anoints a man and the man has fiery darts burning, so to speak, it's going to limit what God can do in his life. I want to share a word that God gave me years ago. It's called a word of the Lord. By Apostle Thurston Edison Hammond III. That's what, I'm reading it off my wall. I posted it on my wall. It says, now this is what God gave me back then. For some reason, I didn't date it. But it was some years ago. A work on which the Holy Spirit will rest upon is a work which the Lord has structured. A work which the Lord has structured. He said, my people are capable of doing impossibilities only if they follow through with my leading. He said, I will lead the trusting man and expose all areas in which he must make corrections. And then I gave a scripture, St. John 15, verses 1 through 11. After that statement, Saint, when he said, I will lead the trusting man and expose all areas in which he must make corrections. I will expose all of Satan's attack points and show him how to take over his own life and cast Satan out of his thoughts, his habit system, his learning, as well as all of his actions. I'm going to read that again. It's rich. He said, I will expose all of Satan's attack points and show him how to take over his own life and cast out of his thoughts, his habit system, and cast Satan out of his thoughts, his habit system, his learning, as well as all of his actions. And that part, that part is very important, because if you got a satanic thought and ember burning somewhere, the enemy will use it against you and limit you if you don't drive it out. Now, this is important because God wants to build on a strong foundation, not a weak one. So every attack point must be extinguished, must be driven out. Then he said, I will raise the standards of his perceptions to match the spirit of my word, and he will understand true freedom, love, and power. And only then, at that time, will he completely obey my lead to perfection and do a progressive work that cannot be stopped, saith the Lord. And at this point, my people cannot fail or fall short as they obey my lead. I will only lead my people in the foremost greater ways after they are faithful with my minor leading within their lives, saith the Lord. If my people won't be faithful in small things, they cannot be considered for greater responsibilities, for it is foolish to expect an unstable man to live a stable life. Now, the way people have excused the works of darkness as if God will keep using you, that's wrong. What God said he meant, this is a word from the Lord. And through Christ, we can do all things. Now, we believe it when it's to our favor, but when it, we got to believe it also when it's to God's favor. I want to point something else out. I saw it as I was reading. He said, all right, we'll go back. I will expose all of Satan's attack points and show him how to take over his own life. And cast Satan out of his thoughts, his habit systems, his learning, as well as all of his actions. All of them. See, God made us for himself, not for Satan. Then he said, I will raise the standards of his perceptions to match the spirit of my word. Now, I talk a lot about how the Lord taught me to read chapters. He had me to read 5 in the morning, 5 chapters in the middle of the day, and 5 at night. And that gave me, I started seeing, comparing how I used to do before 1990. Well, before the fall of 1990, from 83 to the fall of 1990, I studied scriptures. And I would rarely read chapters. Sometimes I would, but I didn't do it as consistently. When I got saved, I would read a chapter every night, starting in Genesis. I made it all the way to the Psalms. And then I started reading what Jesus said. Because if I'm going to follow him, I got to know what he said. Now, I read chapters of what Jesus said. And the chapters that I read in the Old Testament kept me out of a lot of religious trouble. And the Lord helped me along the way. But my main study habit was to study scriptures. I would bounce around all over the Bible. And God worked with what we do. But when I read chapters, I saw this. I could understand the spirit of the word. The scriptures would be in their proper context, and it made more sense, and it was more godly. And then the things that I thought were true, the misnomers, fell away. And my pastor said before, years ago, he said, when you study the word, demons fall off your life. In other words, the fiery darts that he shoot at you, they fall away when you have a comparison of the word of God. So that's why he said, I will raise the standards of his perceptions to match the spirit of my word, and he will understand true freedom, love, and power. And only then at that time will he completely obey my lead to perfection and do a progressive work that cannot be stopped, saith the Lord. And then he said, and at this point, my people cannot fail or fall short as they obey my lead. Now that goes back to what John said in St. John, I think it's chapter 4. He said, whatsoever is born of God cannot sin. And people have, they play with the wording because they're reading into it, he that's born again. Let me say this. When people are born again, they're just beginning. They're converts. They're learning. But when a person is born of God, they're not just born again. They're born again, and they continue on to the point that they know the Lord. And they become strong men and then fathers. They become mighty in the things of God. Now, if you are skilled at using faith, believing the word of God, taking God at his word, and you receive what God is saying, you receive what he's saying by the Holy Spirit. You're receiving what the Holy Spirit has said through others. You're receiving all the clues you need. And then when you speak the word, you cannot fail. When you receive the spirit of the word and you become born of God, you cannot sin and you cannot fail. Whatever you do will be part of a more progressive work. And then he said, I will raise the standards of his perception to match the spirit of my word. So what you know will be, it'll be converted. Just like a man who is a sinner, he believes on Christ, he's converted. Well, when God raised the standards of your perceptions to match the spirit of his word, then you will understand true freedom. You will understand his love, and you'll understand power and what to do with it and how not to allow pride entering, sneaking in, because you live a life of power. See, when the 70 return, they say, Lord, even the demons are subject to us, and they were rejoicing like men would do. Jesus said, don't rejoice because the demons are subject, the spirits are subject to you, or the devils are subject to you. But rejoice because your name is written in heaven. See, this you have to not disconnect your power source. You are alive because of Jesus. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And just because some devils are subject to you, that's nothing. They got to be subject to you. They don't have covenant. You do. You have to stay focused on what's important. All the miracles that have happened in my life, it happened because God loved me and I loved him. And I was in covenant with him. So I can testify that what God is saying is true, and you're perfectly capable of carrying all of these things out. But if you believe that, well, whatsoever is born of God cannot sin. Well, good men of God, they teach that. Well, you won't sin habitually, or it won't be your common way of life. That's not what it's saying. It's saying you cannot sin. That's a big difference. Cannot sin, and you won't habitually sin. If you do, the reason that's the statements, the way people interpret it, seem true. It is true to people that never receive the Spirit of the Word. But when you if you take time and you're a student and you're learning, and then the Lord helps you, he said, I will raise the standards of his perception. First, you got to drive Satan out. As you receive the Word of God, let the Word of God be the louder voice and drive out the things of darkness. As you understand it, if you see satanic activity anywhere in your thought process, your habit system, your mannerism, the way you live, deal with it. If you don't, it'll rise up and be like smoke in your eyes and thorns in your side, just like the Gentiles vexed the Jews that should have been righteous. Instead of them driving them out, they married them. And instead of kicking them out the land, they adopted their religion. And they worshiped idols. They became witchy. But God can't build on that. He said, I will raise the standards of his perceptions to match. I love that word match. To match the spirit of my word. His word will be in you and part of you. Jesus said, now you are clean because my word is in you. And then he said, and he will understand true freedom. See, you can be, when you're free from that stuff, you understand it. It becomes a new way of life to you. And see, all the embers of Satan, the fiery dart embers that he shoot at your heart, it's an attack against your freedom, just as much as it's an attack against your love. And that's why people don't want to let their light shine. If they work in the office, instead of doing what Jesus say, they try to hide their light so nobody will notice them, so they can fit in. See, anybody that do that, they got an ember burning. They got a fiery dart that's still left. And they laugh at the boss's crude jokes. No, you got to set the pace. You got to do the things that you know is right. He said, your love don't change towards people. The way you respond to things, God will give you wisdom. And don't worry about offending people. Just be you. Be what Jesus created you to be. Let your light shine. Don't be unsavory salt. He said, I will raise the standards of the perception of his perception to match, and that goes for women too. Some of my writings are written in masculine. That was an old habit I picked up, but it doesn't matter about gender. There's, you know, neither male or female here. But I'm gonna read it like I wrote it. I will raise the standards of his perceptions to match the spirit of my word, and he will understand true freedom, love, and power. And only then at that time will he completely obey my lead to perfection. I'm going to say this, perfection is possible because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. He said, picking it up, I will raise the standards of his perceptions to match the spirit of my word, and he will understand true freedom, love, and power. And only then at that time will he completely obey my lead to perfection and do a progressive work that cannot be stopped, saith the Lord. When you start something, other people are going to get in on it. And if it's done on the right foundation, the years and training it took you to get to that point, other people will do it in minutes and hours. And that's true. People, once they know what to watch out for, they, in a much shorter amount of time, they'll be able to make adjustments, especially if they're students of God. If they're following on to know the Lord, they'll continue to do it. See, one time the Lord taught, he taught me some things about a church, pastoring a church. I said, Lord, I never pastored a church. He said, I'm teaching you. I said, am I going to be a pastor? Do you want me to pastor? He said, no. I just want you to know how it's done. He said, I build on a core group. First of all, the pastor must follow God according to these standards. And then he'll build with a core group, people that are mature and will follow God and obey him and stand in the gap and pray and not doubt God. People that will fight back. People that will be courageous. A core group. See, it don't matter about the people that's coming in. When people come to order, order will build. If you got people in the core group that's lukewarm, if you don't deal with it, you're going to have a lukewarm church. Because sin is corrosive. People that's coming in, it doesn't matter if they are lukewarm, because if the core group and the pastor is obeying God, you got bright light shining. And I'm going to tell you something, darkness will not go and challenge the light. The word said that the darkness couldn't comprehend the light. I'm going to put it this way, the darkness can't pierce the light. If darkness tries to pierce the light, it will be exposed to be darkness, and every child of Satan try to hide their darkness. Now they'll start lies and spread rumors, but when you have people that's mature, when you have people that love God and they're living a mature life and their reputation is the perfect love of God, the lies will be exposed. And the person that's speaking the lies will be ashamed. And darkness, just like it always does, will hide. So you don't have to worry about the lukewarm, the backslidden, the wolves. If you be the light, you expose the darkness for what it is. Why do you think 10 men could have rescued Sodom and Gomorrah from being turned to ashes and glass? So it's important to know what the Lord said in this word is something that we all need. He said he will completely obey my lead to perfection and then do a progressive work that cannot be stopped, saith the Lord. And at that point, my people cannot fail or fall short as they obey my lead. I will only lead my people in the foremost greater ways after, I love that word, after they are faithful with my minor leading within their lives, saith the Lord. Then he said, if my people won't be faithful in small things, now they cannot be considered for greater responsibilities, for it is foolish to expect an unstable man to live a stable life. Now, as you consider these things, I want to share something. The wicked or the worldly they can see the light and understand it. You can still give them a reference to who God is if you live, if you let your light shine. And, you know, I've seen it so many ways. You know, when if a man tells another man his backstory, that means that he trusted him. When you live the life of God, people and people tell you the most intimate parts of their backstory, things that happened in their life that they would rather other people not know. That's men don't do that. They carry their problems to the grave and they tell their best friends if they tell their best friends. But if a person tell you the trouble that they've gone through, and it's personal, and I've heard people's backstories, and I said, man, that's terrible. You know, you thought your life was hard. When you live the light of God's word, and you love and you walk in His love every day, other people may be more wealthy, they may be smarter, they may be much wiser, and they may be more professional, they may have a greater career, they may have more skills than you do. But when you live the life of God, you send a message of life, and the darkness can't pierce it, and people want in on it. Our lives are so powerful, and potently powerful, as we love God, that it causes people to change course and want in. People that had a wayside heart, if they're around the people of God long enough, they'll have the comparison they need to see themselves and what they've chosen to do for what it is, and they'll want in on it. Or they'll run from them. And if they have a stony heart, they'll start getting rid of the stones in their heart. See, when people go to church, they, you know, in one family, you might have one with a pure, with a good and honest heart. And some of them may have, somebody may have a stony heart, somebody may have a wayside heart, and then there's sometimes those with the wayside heart. But when the preacher keep preaching the word, and they have a comparison, the ones with the hardest hearts, they'll probably leave and not come back. And if they're young and they do that, they're going to go out there and play with the world and get their butt kicked. And they might come back that when they soften their heart. And those with a stony heart, the family, the parents may drag them to church. But if they hear the word and soften their heart, they'll stop having stony heart problems. So it is with wayside, with thorny heart people. They'll stop having thorny heart problems once their heart becomes pure. Now it's up to the person. If a person don't correct what's in their heart, if they don't stop being stony hearted, or wayside hearted, they're going to be damned. But if they repent from all that and start listening to the word and allow their heart to be soft, then they'll never go back to the trash that they thought was fun. But when people won't turn away from the trash that they thought was fun, their heart hardened. So, but people can detect, they know what's right. I've seen some of the worst people trust people who love God. They know better. They may not do better themselves, but they know better. And I've even seen them refer people to people that love God, but they won't do it themselves. With God, all things are possible. With man, it's not. You know, we want God to save people that's just plumb crazy. And God wants to save people that's just plumb crazy too. The only way we can help them is to live the life of God. We don't bear branches, we bear fruit. I thank God for Ray Wilson when he said that. There's no pressure on you. You live the life of God and without compromise, and the Lord will do the rest if he can. We want to give people the best chance that they see. They know better. But see, now is a moment. The moment is coming where God is about to do the judgment process. He said when the rapture happens, it happens. He told me that this morning. He said when it happens, it happens. And those he catch on his side, it's good for them. And those who are caught off guard, it's bad for them. See, he told him just before I did the broadcast, he said, when people choose to sin, they disconnect themselves from life. And I want everybody I know to love God and reject sin. Rejecting sin is part of it. That's that we had to reject sin from the beginning and choose life from the beginning. We choose life and we were in life, so all we had to do is choose life and stick with it. And reject sin. But now when you're born in iniquity, when you're born in sin and shaped in iniquity, you got to break through the darkness. But guess what? We have the light to look to. When you look to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, and you fill your heart with his word and with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you can't do nothing but win. Especially if you're faithful with what the Holy Spirit gives you through other people. It's not a one-man show. It's not a one-man band. You live with your eyes open and your ears up. Yeah, I say ears up because German Shepherds, they poke their ears up when they're in attention. And that's how you do. You live alerted to learn from God and ready to resist the enemy. Submitting yourselves to God, resisting the enemy, and guess what? God will bless you. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord.